Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Be here, all right? Because see, I haven't spoken all that much since last week. So, because of this cough, it's making it difficult for me. So, when you come on the air tonight, talk as much as you can, so as I don't have to do that much talking. Right, I've got an email here. It says, hi, Niall team. First off, Merry Christmas. I hope you and your team and all at Nighttime Talk have a wonderful Christmas. This year, myself, my husband and our 14-year-old daughter are all off to my sister-in-law's house. We do this every year. It's traditional. At this point, she makes an amazing dinner every year for all of us. Usually, it's about 16 people altogether. I make the sherry trifle and I bring it over. It's not much in the grand scheme of things, but at least the dessert is covered. A couple of weeks ago, my husband got a call from his sister to say that she expects us to give €30 each to go to hers for family dinner. Now, she isn't expecting my daughter to pay or any of my husband's nieces and nephews, but out of the 16, 9 of us are adults. That's £270 she'd be making out of all of us. Now, listen, I get it. Christmas is expensive. She has 2 kids of her own to buy presents for, not to mention everybody else. But she's very well off. Both herself and her husband have very good jobs. And she told us in great deal about the generous Christmas bonus that she receives. She insists on making the dinner every year and she insists it's held in her house. We've offered to organise it in the past before and she got so offended. So we haven't really had an opportunity since. My husband said he gets where she's coming from and thinks £30 is reasonable. I think it's rude that she's asking for money after all the fuss she makes about hosting it in the first place. I told my husband that I won't be paying her. And I know that sounds stingy, but I genuinely can't explain how difficult she makes it to help her. My husband thinks I'm being irrational and should just pay it to keep the peace, his words. I don't want to fight with him. It's nearly Christmas, but I don't see why I should give her money. Can you ask your listeners what I should do? And that comes in from Joanne. Now, I know it sounds a bit mean, doesn't it? To ask your family to pay for Christmas dinner. It's like people who ask, and I know it's happened, people who've asked people to pay for their wedding. You know, when they give you a wedding invite, they'll ask you for £40 ahead or £50 ahead. But they kind of technically are, because when you're invited to a wedding, you're expected to give a couple of £100 as a present, aren't you? So, is asking somebody for money for Christmas dinner, is it mean or is it just, look, it costs money and it is expensive nowadays, you know, to buy a big, for 16 people, you'd need 2 turkeys or a very big one, which would not fit in the standard oven. You'd probably have to cook 2. So let me know what you think. 2 hams, 2 turkeys, you know what I mean? You probably would need all of that. Lots of potatoes, 2 bags of potatoes. You know, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Is the host, the sister-in-law, is she stingy and mean? Or is she just using her common sense? Angela, hi, how are you?
Merry Christmas, my dear. I do hope you're feeling better soon because this has gone on just a little bit too long for you.
Ah, yeah. Well, I was feeling better last week after I took the first course of antibiotics, but then I seem to have grabbed it again. So
it's a bad one that's going around, so we'll try not to keep you talking too much.
Well, it just means if you hear me not speaking, you know I've lowered down the microphone to cough. That's why I sound hoarse, because I'm coughing all the time.
Well, welcome to the Angela Show on Classic.
Are you far away? The next 2 callers are Maureen and Danielle. If you just want to fire away and look after the show, you're so welcome.
I'm kind of laughing at this because going back in October, long story short, we had a lunch for my nephew's 18th. There was 14 of us at it. My mum and dad were actually away, so they couldn't be at it. So I turned around to my sister and I said, can I talk to you about something? She goes, yeah. I said, is there any chance would you do Christmas dinner this year? And she went, and I've been asking mum and dad for a few years to come out for Christmas, you know, because they have their kids. Yeah. And I thought, you know. Yeah. So I said it to mum and dad, long story short, and they said no. And then I told them what I wanted for Christmas, and what I want for Christmas is for us all to finally, after about 14, 15 years, have Christmas dinner together. And they said yes. So I rang my sister and I said, you know, I said, Mary, listen, come here, just let me know how much. And she said, sorry, excuse me. And I went, well, Mary, it's a big... And she said, did you just say what I think you said?
Well, she was insulted that you even suggested it.
No, but, you know, she took it in good spirits, because then I burst out laughing. I said, I heard this go back a few years ago about somebody who charged people. And the two of us started talking about it. And I think it's an absolute disgrace. If you are invited to a dinner, why should you have to pay for it? It's different if you're all going out for dinner. But can you imagine you and Karen inviting 4, 5, 6 friends over and turn around and go, by the way, that would be 20 quid.
45 ahead.
And bring your own wine.
But here's the thing. You know, with the Christmas dinner, it's kind of different in the sense that you're expected to invite, you know, brothers and sisters or sister-in-laws or whatever it is, because that's just the way it has to be. You can't just invite one and not the rest. And, you know, for an average family, that can be really expensive, because we know for the average family of four this year, it's €35 extra for a family of four to put food on the table at Christmas, right? That's a fact since last year. It was in the paper the other day. So, you know, like I was looking at turkeys the other day and the price is bonkers. Now, Dunn's or Tesco's are doing a reasonably good deal there. The difference in Tesco's and Marks.
Tesco's, I saw them today myself.
Yeah, Tesco's and Marks and Spencer's, the difference is night and day. Anyway, mind you, in Marks and Spencer's, you do get them in a nice box. Yeah, they come in a box.
Yes. They come in a box that, do you know what I mean, you can throw away.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty. Yeah, when you're walking through the shop with it.
Yeah, it does.
It looks great. But the thing about it is, if, because what I said to Mary is, that's my sister, I said, Mary, right, what we'll do is we'll do the potato stuffing, we'll do some of the veg, we'll do this, we'll do that. And not because she's asked us to, but because I said, you know, like there's going to be 13 of us at the dinner. And it's nothing to do with money. It's nothing to do with that. It's just kind of like, we'll do this, you do that, blah, blah, blah. Fine. But don't, and if you're feeling like that, you turn around and go, okay, do you know what we'll do? We'll get someone to do this, someone to do that. She's bringing a trifle. Great. Perfect. There's her donation to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's saving her 60.
Well, she did say she's not charging for the kids. There's only like...
Oh, isn't she very good?
16 of us, she said. 9 of us are adults. So obviously 7 are kids. So 9 are adults and 7 are kids. So she's only charging for the adults.
Yeah, which is great, because she'll probably do chicken nuggets and chips or something for the kids, like.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is, I'm sorry, if she can well afford it, hop on. 270 quid.
Yeah.
Hop on. It's not, that's how much you make. That's not how much the dinner is going to cost. It will cost if you want to go and buy all your, you know, potatoes that have been, you know, grown.
Organically. You know, or your croquets. Your croquets.
Yeah, the croquets. That's my mom calls them.
But and a duck. I mean? Yeah. And a duck. What a duck.
Yeah, the duck has been brought over especially from New Zealand. You know, it flew over especially. It didn't even get a plane ticket. It flew over itself. So it's healthy. You know.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. Let's go to Maureen as well. Maureen.
Hi, Niall.
How you doing? Happy Christmas, Maureen.
Happy Christmas to you, Niall, too.
You're very good.
Now, Maureen, you sound a bit sicky as well, are you?
Ah, we're all dying.
No, okay. I'm not. No, I am. Yeah, well, I was at my GP today, all right, actually. So, the end of January, I have to have an MRI, and I have to start using a crutch now because of my back.
Oh, I hope you're okay.
Oh, Maureen, I'm sorry.
I'm in agony.
I do hope you have a nice Christmas, Maureen. You know, I do hope you have a good Christmas.
Now, yeah. Maureen, back to the Christmas dinner. So, she's charging. It's 30 quid ahead.
When I heard it, I thought to myself, I've never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life.
Mm.
I think it's madness. I mean, is this the way we're going now?
Well, yeah.
You were invited somewhere and now you've got to pay for it. But this is the one that insists on cooking. Well, the rest of them should say, well, you know what? Cook it for your own family. We'll have our own.
We'll bring our own dinner.
Do you know what I would do? Maureen, what I would do is I turn around and go, do you know what? Next year I'll do it. Just to spite her, I do double the amount of feckin' stuff. Mm. I would.
Yeah.
I'd make sure there's loads left over. For God's sake. Like, Maureen, can you imagine inviting some of your friends over for lunch and going, right, so that baguette costs $1.50.
And the slices of ham. Yeah, the slices of ham.
The slices of ham. Now, I know I got the deal, two packets for $2.50, but still, you know, like it's
and while you're at it, I had the lights on as well. That cost me money.
Yeah, and radio, because we're listening to Niall. But, you know, just, it's horrible.
I wouldn't dream, but I think it's horrible. I think it's mean. And apparently, they're not badly off. I think that they're just making money. Well, what I would do is then, I'd be telling you to shove her turkey, you know, where sundown shine. <Yeah. laughs>
But here's the thing.
She'd be getting not 30 euro to me anyway. That'd be the end of that.
Sure. It's kind of, when I say it's common, it's happening now a lot with weddings that they're charging people for going to.
But that's more, that's ridiculous as well.
Oh, I know it is. There was a story there in the Daily Mail, was it last year, about the couple who sent a bill to a couple who didn't turn up at their wedding. So this couple gave an RSVP, obviously saying they were going, and then they didn't show up. So the wedding couple decided to send them an invoice for the whatever it was, 90 quid per head for the meal. For not showing up.
Like, Niall, we had 7 people on the day that couldn't turn up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you should send them a bill.
Happen. You always nearly allow for that.
Yeah, you do. You do allow for it.
And I think the other thing about it, Niall, is I know you're expected to at weddings, right? But a lot of couples now who are getting married, they have everything.
They bought money off you.
They have the toaster. They have the wine glasses. They have this. So that's why people do give money. Mm. Now, I didn't. I was at a wedding in September of a very close friend of mine, and she spotted a picture on the wall, and I actually bought it. Now, it actually cost 325 quid, so I could have been better off giving the money.
You'd have been better off giving her the money. You know, 325 quid on a picture. Is there something wrong with you?
Yeah. Now,
is there something wrong with you?
No, it was just, it's not she thought it was.
I don't care how nice the picture was. There's no picture worth 325.
It reminded her of her dad who had passed away. Okay. She walked in to this restaurant. It was there. It was on sale. And the tears started coming down. And I said, there we go. That's what I'll get her for Christmas.
Tears were coming down your face when they told you the price. Sorry, Maureen. Getting back to the Christmas dinner. Okay.
Sorry.
She's not charging for the kids. She's only charging for the adults, and it's just to make up the money it's going to cost her. You know, because it is an expensive thing to do to put dinner on for 16 people.
Yeah, it is. But you see, the rest of them, whoever she's inviting, I mean, they should get together and say, "Well, listen here. We never asked you to do it. You're doing this, apparently. You've taken it on to do this, and you're doing it every year. We never asked you to do it. And if you're going to charge us, well, we're not coming, and just let it at that, and let her, with how many bits of ham or turkey she's got, let her do what she likes to. I think it's madness. I'd certainly not pay anybody if they invited me to dinner. It would be like me, as Angela was saying there, if I'm inviting somebody over for a meal. Do you think I'm going to be saying, oh, well, you know, this cost this and this, well, that'll be maybe 10 euros now ahead to put towards it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't dream it. I wouldn't dream it.
Somebody said she's charging 10 euro, of course. She is, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it, yeah.
Although Christmas dinner is 4-course, isn't it? Is it?
I was going to say it's 4-course because they forgot the entrees and the soup and actually 5-course because they probably have tea and coffee as well.
I don't bother with that. Now, Karen likes little entrees. She likes, you know, little things like that. You know, this little glass with the stuff in it and all that. I don't know. Whatever you call it. I haven't a clue what's in it. Whatever. I'm not into all that crack. Karen likes.
Oh, and don't forget the different cheeses as well at the end.
Yeah, the cheese board. Yeah,
cheese and crackers and cream.
Now I'm a 1-course man, you know, or maybe a dessert if I have room for it. You know what I mean?
Oh Jesus! Don't forget the dessert.
But let me go to Danielle. Danielle, hi. How are you? Happy Christmas.
I'm good, Niall. Happy Christmas to you too.
Happy Christmas Eve. Happy Christmas Eve. Yeah.
That sounds really confusing. Isn't she a bit meanie, that one?
Who? The dinner the one, lady.
Yeah,
big
the dinner one.
Big 30, meanie.
She's a big meanie, yeah.
30 quid.
Christmas after all, 30 quid.
Yeah, 30 quid.
She having a laugh.
She said she'd make 200. Well, she won't. Yeah, she'd be making 270 quid, but she'd have 60 people over dinner. She'd probably spend that.
But she probably wouldn't. I know it's expensive, but it's Christmas.
I know.
Do you know?
Yeah, I know.
So not yeah, keep around to, if you don't want to fork out the money.
Exactly. But is she trying to show off or something?
Yeah. Well, no, she does it every year. I don't. Yeah, I think she is a bit showy offy because she does say that she's always boasting about her good job and her Christmas bonus, and she also has a very nice house. It seems
she's a bit snobby then. I think
yeah, a bit snobby, but
she might have that half prepared. If she has that much money, sure, a cake exactly. Could have been before that. Like nobody knows. Yeah. But she did it all. She could have had help. Mm.
Yeah, or she could have hired chefs. We don't know.
She could have. Yeah, we don't know.
Like, so
that's what she wants the money for to pay them.
I mean,
Mrs. Grinch is what I call her.
Okay, no, I'm just reading out these texts, right? And somebody says here, Jesus, you have some angry women on the show tonight. Like, it's simple. Don't pay, don't go. Cook it yourself.
Exactly.
30, no, hang on. 30 euro is too little. I was on too early. I don't want to call them bitches, but it's Christmas.
Well, how have we been bitchy? We're not. We're just saying, like, she's a bit of a yoke, like.
That she's a bitch.
No.
She's a bitch.
No, she's not. You know, he's not talking about her.
He's talking about us. Oh, no,
yeah, he's talking about the three of you.
On the air bitching.
He's talking about the three of you bitching about the whole thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, but what I'm saying is you're one who's asking for the money. She's a bitch. Don't call us bitches just because we're sitting bitching on the phone.
Yeah, that was John. Yeah, exactly. John from Galway who was on earlier on. Yeah.
Oh, why don't you ring John?
Well,
isn't Christmas also supposed to be about loving and giving and sharing?
Exactly.
Peace and goodwill to all good men and peace and goodwill to men and all that.
Yeah.
And not charging people for their Christmas dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
invited them.
Yeah. Jingle bells, exactly. Jingle bells, yeah. Jingle bells all the way.
Jesus was born in a stable that was free.
Exactly, I'm sure. So why shouldn't the dinner? The dinner should be free too, then.
Yeah, imagine the three
Joseph and Mary were in a stable that was free.
Oh,
so,
Jesus.
You know, she was, yeah.
Yeah. What were you going to say there, Nan?
I wasn't saying that about the three. He's just calling his names. I'm not calling his names. I think he's all wonderful.
He's a bitch himself. Yeah.
I was just starting to sing Christmas songs.
No, he's the biggest bitch.
But sure.
Sorry, Maureen. What did you say there, Maureen? Did you utter something?
No, I was just making. I'd rhyme down with the turkey, but I.
Hey, by the way, back to the Jesus and Mary part of it, right? I mean, I might be remembering this wrong, but Maureen will correct me if I'm wrong on this anyway. Was there not a bit in the Bible where your man was looking for a few quid for the shed, the barn?
The stable.
No, there's not. There was no room around the inn, but...
No room at the inn.
It was a cave or a shed. But this innkeeper had either a cave or a stable that he allowed them to have, but there was no payment. Yeah. There's no payment in it.
By the way, do they use the word barn in the Bible or whatever it is? Some people have said before it was a cave. Was it a barn?
Could it have been a cave.
Yeah,
or a stable.
Yeah, it doesn't specifically say stable, does it? In the Bible.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, stable's mentioned, yeah.
I thought somebody told me years ago just mentioned the word shelter.
He can get free accommodation.
Even Jesus couldn't get free accommodation. No, there's no such thing as free accommodation anymore, Danielle. And there certainly shouldn't be such thing as a free lunch or free Christmas dinner. Stay there for a second. I'll see if I can get John to come back on again. Seems he's doing all the moaning there and giving out about just put him back on there, Molly. Even though I know he was on earlier on, it's bloody Christmas. Anyway, the number is stay there, ladies. 087-188-0008. So the sister-in-law is having Christmas dinner, 16 of them over, 9 adults, the rest are all kids. She's not charging for the kids, but she's made it known that she wants 30 quid for each of the adults. Is she being really mean, or is she just being sensible because it costs money? You know, and is this girl, the sister, other sister who doesn't want to pay, is she just the one being mean and irrational, as her husband says? Let me know what you think. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Let's see if John is brave enough to come on.
Just stay there for a second, ladies, please.
Yeah, John, you're back on now. It's rare that I allow somebody to come back on the show twice in one night, but you know,
I think on this
occasion I will make an exception because it's Christmas and you sent a text in saying you wanted to. So what do you want to say about these ladies?
But I don't want to. I'm only winding them up, saying that they're bitches or anything like that. But yeah, I'm going to Christmas dinner. I've been invited to a Christmas dinner, but I'm going to do the prawn cocktail and I'm going to do the roast potatoes and I'm going to bring the wine because I'm very expert on wine and all that. But I know, you know, if they're having so many people coming, that's going to cost an offer. It's going to cost. I know. Costing a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I don't think 30 euros to have the fact that you don't have to get up in the morning and put in the turkey and stuff the fucker. And, you know, I'm getting...
Yeah, it's not a bad trade-off, is it? Yeah.
I was in Jones this afternoon in a major queue here in Galway. Every road in Galway was jammed. And they were in there and they were fighting and they were bitching and there was husbands and wives giving out trying to pick a turkey. Being able to just go to somebody's house, go in, sit down, have the meal. Once it's a good meal.
Served, given to you. Served up to you.
Yeah, served to you.
John.
And 270 euros, whatever it is. So that's nothing. That's 1 week's pension, like. You know,
John.
Yeah, Angela, go on, tell him.
John, if you don't want to do that, excuse my language, don't fucking invite them.
Oh,
to be honest. John, have you ever gone to someone's house? Have you ever been invited? No. John, have you ever been invited on a Friday or Saturday evening over to friends for dinner?
Not to friends. I've been invited out, but we all have to chip in our own
you've never gone to someone's house for dinner?
No, they wouldn't have me.
I'm trying to think. I know why.
well, you see that.
Go ahead.
The clue is in the word invite.
Yeah, well,
that's what the clue is. Invitation means I'm inviting you to my home for dinner. Yeah, there's exactly. No added clause onto it like, oh, and by the way, I'm inviting you, but you have to pay. It'll cost you like, you know, 20, 30 euro. That's madness. And plus she's doing it every year. She takes it on her. Yeah, but hold on a second. She takes it on her own back to do it. There's nobody forcing her. Are holding a gun to her head to make her do it.
Yeah. And Maureen, well,
I wouldn't do it.
1 second. The sister-in-law, Joanne, offered to do the dinner one day and your one nose was out of joint.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. So John, the ladies are saying the clue is in the word invite.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I would say, of course, invite, but... times are changing now here in Ireland. Ireland isn't the same as it was before.
Hang on, ladies.
The price of food and, you know, she just wants to go on a holiday to Spain or something like that.
No, but she's not going to go on a holiday to Spain with 270 euro, but go on.
Yeah, why does she?
And by the way, she's going to spend at least 200 on the food anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's not going to make anything out of it.
No.
But I suppose she doesn't want to lose anything either. She's doing the work. She's
cooking the turkey, slicing the ham, making the spuds, peeling the potatoes. Yeah.
She wants to do it. She's asked them. They said to her before that they'll do it somewhere else. And she said, no, she wants to do it. So as they say in Russia, tufki shitski.
Tufki shitski.
Yeah,
but she's doing the work. She should get a little nest egg to buy all the groceries, buy all the fancy food, you know, the fancy turkey. It'll probably be free range, copper or brass turkey, whatever they call them, that's been living out in the sticks all summer in the field.
Yeah, fed good food.
The best. And they'll be able to go home that night and sit in, and the kitchen will be clean, and they'll have their brandy and port. And
yeah, that's another great thing. Angela, leaving the house, going home to your own home, and you don't have to clean up.
But you know what the funny thing is about this? Is on Christmas morning, we'll get up at 7 o'clock, we'll go to Mass. Yes, I do go to Mass, see? We'll go to Mass, and we'll come home, we'll have breakfast, and myself and Mom will put on the turkey and ham, so that, and we're not bringing it to my sister's. They'll have turkey and ham there for that evening when they come home, or for the following day, or... So it's not like we're just walking out of the house and it's going to be, you know, there's still a bit of work to be done.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's costly. 16 people. She'll have the heating on full whack. Nice and warm, the fire glowing, the music on, the television on for the kids. Entertainment. Yeah, sorry, John.
Pay for Disney Plus for it, does she?
Hang on. Let me just bring Ed in here as well. Ed, hi. How are you?
How are you now? How are things?
Good. Ed, is there something wrong with her looking for 30 quid ahead?
Two words. Hungry bitch.
A hungry bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go.
Come here. Come here. That lady just spoke. Absolutely 100%. The gentleman who spoke, many respects to him, but cop on, pal. Come here. The word you said it earlier, the invite.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? This is not an invite. She's saying... I'm opening a restaurant on Christmas Day. If you want to come over, you pay. And you'll save cleaning up. You'll save cleaning your cooker and your cleaning your whatever else. But it's not an invite. It's an offer of a cheap restaurant. But that's not the idea. If you're family, and you said she was a sister-in-law or mother-in-law.
Sister-in-law.
So if you want to invite your family over and you want to show your appreciation for your family for the year, saying, thanks for all your help, thanks for your friendship and all that, this is on us. This is me and my husband's way of saying, happy Christmas, you're welcome to our home. That's fine. They should bear the brunt of the cost. And if she can't afford it and she wants to charge them, then don't bloody do it.
Yeah, no, I don't know if she sent a bill to each one of them per se. But it's just like...
No, she's not charging the children.
Yeah, no, she's not charging the children. And she just said she expects people to give her 30 quid each.
No.
Yeah, but when you say that you expect people to give you 30, you're basically asking for 30. Come on, Niles. Come on, you go, Nino.
John is happy enough to pay it.
I have five people coming over to me dinner. To be house on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And they're going to stay. They're going to have to come up for breakfast. We're going to spend the day together. We're going to have a dinner. Oh, you don't cover the cost of that. And it probably costs, probably five people 100 quid for the whole day.
Yeah.
But I'm going to buy a turkey and ham and Lidl's for like 30 quid. And how much is a bag of potatoes? And how much is a bag of carrots? And how much is a bag of sprouts? Another 10.
John, how much is a bag of potatoes, a small bag of potatoes nowadays?
I don't know, like €4. About I don't 7, know.
7.50.
€7.50. Okay, where are you buying the bleeding potatoes? €7.50 for a bag of Morris Pipers.
For a big bag. Yeah, the big bag.
We only buy a small bag. There's only two of us.
The kids must for dinner.
Yeah.
The 6 months for dinner, so 2 kilo bag is about €3. So come on.
Yeah.
You she wants to be generous and she wants to show her love and appreciation for her family. Hmm. Give it for free. Save €5 a week for the year and you have your money back. Hmm. You know, I think she's just been a hungry.
Yeah, there you go, John. She's just been a hungry, you know.
So and so.
Well, at least, Niall, I hope I entertain the lot of them. Yeah, listen, I know. They're dead right, but...
They are dead right. But your argument is, it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean?
Not 30 quid. Like, no, she wants to, like...
Don't start a row with Christmas over it.
If someone said to me, if you're going to give you a fabulous dinner and I'm going to look after the kids, and we're going to have cocaine and the whole lot, like, I have no problem giving 30
quid. Cocaine.
Big rolls, go home, I'll be happy out.
Oh, by the way,
be magic mushrooms.
Can I just say that one of my highlights of this year so far in the show has been John telling us that he rented an escort one night and the escort agreed to see him on the condition he bought her some fig rolls. Oh, no, it wasn't fig rolls. It was the other ones.
No, it was fig rolls.
Fig rolls.
She was having her dinner and She wanted to have something. Okay. No, this was just a massage. This wasn't.
Ah, yeah, sure, it was just a massage. Right. Ah, we'll just stop out there.
Sorry, Niall, could I jump in there a second?
Yeah. Sorry, Maureen, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, no, I'll tell you now. No, I just have to say goodnight to you, but I have to get off my back. But I want to wish everybody a very happy Christmas, happy New Year, and I want to thank you, Niall, for all you've done, your day show and your podcast, and you've given everybody a chance to speak.
You're so welcome, Maureen. I'm happy to do it, and I love doing
it. It's been so great listening to it and being part of it.
Yeah, and you know what? It's wonderful to have a lot of regular people come on because I get to know people and I get to know a little bit about them and everything else. So it is wonderful to have regular contributors like yourself who come on to the show on the podcast as well. So thank you, Maureen.
Maureen, you look after yourselves now, okay? Yeah. You take care and try and have a good Christmas.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to, so it'll be too bed much. Now to get off this back of mine.
Okay. Well, look after your back is very important. I have the same difficulties myself with my back, and I have to go for imaging as well after Christmas too. But I don't think I'm in the same street as you, Maureen, so you look after yourself.
Well, I hurt it again 2 months ago, you see, and the last hurt has completely bandaged it, so now I have to use a crutch. Now they want an MRI done because there was definitely kind of a pull or tear.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I could feel it. With the scoliosis, like, I'm just... Absolutely. I mean, I'm lifting, like, the call and that. I'm done. I'm in agony.
Well, look, take care of yourself. Look after yourself, Maureen. All right, have a lovely Christmas.
I will. Okay. And you too.
Okay. All right, good night, Maureen. Everybody. Thank you.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Sorry, John.
Now, Niall, can I ask a question?
Oh, very quickly, because I have to go into a break.
Are the parents involved in this?
Yeah, the parents are invited too. Yeah. They have to pay the 30 quid too.
So the daughter is expecting the parents to pay 30 quid?
Daughter-in-law, yeah. Daughter-in-law.
Jesus Christ. Well, it's her sister-in-law, so it would be the sister-in-law's parents, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be the girl that's making the dinner. It would be her husband's parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's expecting the parents to pay money coming too as well?
Yeah.
Oh, good Jesus Christ. I can't.
Sorry, Ed.
I can't see it.
Oh, can we get back to the story about John's hooker? Now, sorry, John.
Okay, Wanya.
John.
I'm very disappointed about Jacob's not offering me brand ambassador.
A brand because your hooker wanted fig rolls.
The hooker.
So what? You'd expect Jacobs to ring us up and say we want to be that man to be a brand ambassador when he goes for his massage with a happy ending.
Okay. How much was it, John?
It was €60 with over an hour, but it only lasted about the actual massage was 15 minutes. The rest of the time
lasted 15 minutes. Good man, John.
I said the last 15 minutes. I said the massage is 15 minutes. I only lasted 15 seconds. I'm in my 60s.
All right.
Where was I?
Too much information.
I brought the fig rolls. I think the fig rolls were a ploy. If you're in a hotel and you're looking for someone that you've never seen before, if a lad walks up a corridor with a packet of fig rolls, under his fucking arm, you know this is your man. Like
you're a dead giveaway, like the carnation in your buttonhole.
Yeah,
I was going to say that. And the one with the red rose.
Yeah,
I've got the packet of fig rolls.
So yeah.
So and where did you find this massage therapist? Was it on escorts.ie or
this? Like she was in her 50s, you know. I wouldn't even dream of going to a young woman. This woman was, she was a beautiful woman. She was very, very well educated. She had a college degree. She worked as the HSE. This was just a part-time thing to
get a few quid on the side.
Yeah, this was just once off.
And you met her in a hotel.
Well, at that stage, yeah. She was in Galway doing her contract work and
on tour.
She was in the hotel for the night, so
she's operating out of a hotel room. Okay, yeah.
And she decided to set up massage therapy in the hotel at night, just for one night.
Yeah, for one night only.
And you were the lucky man, John.
I don't know.
I say there was a few of the lucky men that night with the fake rolls.
Oh, I'd say, yeah. I'd say he wasn't the first and he certainly wasn't the last.
So, John, for 60 quid, you got your massage. Lasted 15 minutes.
Yeah, but I was there for an hour. We did a lot of talking.
Did you?
She made tea with a kettle and the whole lot.
With the fig rolls.
With the fig rolls and the whole lot. And
did you just have the tea naked?
I got prepared. I had my shower and all the rest. And she did got on the boots and the leather and the whole whip and the whole fucking lot.
Right. After the tea or before the tea?
After the tea.
Okay. And we did just drink the tea naked and eat the fig rolls naked.
No, I wasn't naked with the fig rolls. I had tea, but she, I could scald myself now. Like, I'd be fucking... I had to talk very quietly because she said we'd be thrown out if I didn't fucking calm down.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Calm down. Why, what were you up to?
No.
Sorry, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Angela.
Is she a dominatrix?
No. She was very... she could be anything. Like, she was basically a tantra, is it, massage?
Tantra.
Tantra.
By the way, I do have an obligation to tell you, by the way, it is illegal to pay for sex in Ireland. It's just my legal obligation to tell you that, being a broadcaster and everything else. Since 2018 in this country, it's now illegal to purchase or sell sex.
Probably be able to perform otherwise, but,
you know. Well, it's good. It's good to hear your story, John. It's always good to hear your story. By the way, somebody else, I think it was Siobhan, says, I'd pay because I'm lazy. Oh, yeah. So back to the story about the woman. She'd pay the 30 quid.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. I thought
you said about the massage. Yeah, the massage. And I was back on to the massage. And Siobhan says she'd pay because she's lazy. all right, got to take a quick break. The number is 087-188-0008. Is there anything wrong with charging your guests?
The family.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. If that's the Siobhan I'm familiar with from coming on the air, she's probably in Lidl doing a bit of late night Christmas shopping. A lot of the shops, by the way, are open till midnight tonight, aren't they?
Yeah,
I know.
Dairy. 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. I thought Tesco's was midnight, was it?
Well, Dunn's here in Ennis is 2 a.m.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Yeah.
She could open till 4 if you wanted. They still keep coming.
I suppose
that's closed sometime.
But then, Niall, you could have some people who are on evenings and work who are.
Ah, be
you
reasonable.
Know.
Yeah, but be reasonable to the staff. Midnight, I understand to a degree.
Oh, clear. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I still think it's ridiculous that some places open shops and all that and petrol stations. I still think it's ridiculous that they open on Christmas Day. Close.
Oh, no, there's nowhere it should be open on Christmas Day unless it's an emergency service. And as for Christmas Eve, I think we need to go back to basics here. Everywhere should close at 12 o'clock midday on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, if you, absolutely.
If you're that stuck and you haven't got what you need by Christmas Eve, you're thick. Anyway.
My niece is working tomorrow and she's in until 5:30.
Yeah, let everybody go home. Let, you know, people go home and have some family time, you know. Derrianne, hi, how are you?
Oh, Niall. I'm breaking my heart laughing here. Now, before I say it, can I just say, I just went out there to get some water and I saw a card under my door. And this is from a couple in my apartment block who I know I must know, but I don't know them by name. And they're a foreign couple. And I just thought, isn't that just gorgeous? And it's a Temple Street card. That's right. Nice.
Ah, that's lovely.
I saw him. I went to see him the other night.
Who?
That's nice.
Who's that?
Oh, Brendan O'Carroll.
Oh, Brendan O'Carroll.
Yeah, yeah.
Where was he on?
Anyway.
Where was he on?
The Tree Arena, I think, was it?
No, it was very, very good.
Hold on. I need to find out. So what? But Brendan O'Carroll was on the Tree Arena, Mrs. Brown's Boys.
He was on in the Tree Arena on Friday night last.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant.
So when he's on, what do you mean he's on? Is it like the Miss Brown's Boys live or something?
It was based on they did a movie about Moore Street, and so this was kind of the stage version of it, but it was so funny. It okay. really was. I mean, I felt the healing energy from the laughter. Definitely right, what
laughter,
I needed.
Yes, laughter is what everybody needs. You a bit enjoy. Of laughter.
It's not yeah. everybody's cup of tea. So that's why I go on my own, because there's, I wouldn't, you know, there's no point asking somebody who wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But no, it was brilliant.
I'm glad you had a good time. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, now come here, can I tell you though? I hate to tell you, but Joe Duffy was there.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, so you better get your act
together.
Probably
got a VIP free
ticket. He probably got a, I didn't get any VIP. He probably got a free ticket, you're right, Angela. Joe wouldn't be there unless he got a free ticket.
Yeah, yeah. No way Joe paid to go anywhere.
Well, no, apparently he's there every year, so he probably does, but he seems to
enjoy. Are you joking? But anyway, Joe doesn't pay.
Not at all.
He gets a freebie. Brendan probably sends him a freebie. Good afternoon and welcome to the live line. You want to go to the show?
Yeah, of course. Now, forget all that, and now you're going to kill me, but I actually agree with the lady.
Darianne.
No, I tell you why.
Why.
I'll tell you why. I'm going to my daughter on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
She's got a 4-year-old and a 1.5-year-old.
Yeah.
And she's bringing us all together. Well, it's me and all the ex-in-laws, but anyway, that's okay. I would pay €100 not to have to do my Christmas dinner. And it's not even that. I wouldn't even bother with Christmas dinner if I was here on my own. But the fact that she's a small kid. But I went to buy some mince pies tonight in my local shop to bring to, that's something I must tell you, to bring for the receptionist in the local vet. €15 for 9 mince pies.
€15? They must be luxury mince pies.
They are. They're made by the people that own the shop. But
I wouldn't pay it. Yeah, but now, Darianne, hold on. I wouldn't pay 15 quid for 5 mince pies. Yeah.
Yeah, but 12? But you would have.
12 no, for they're 250. A gift.
12 if they're for a 250 gift. In Tesco's, I was there this evening.
Yeah, but come here. These are a gift for special people who looked after my dog during the year. And I just love them.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's not a rip-off, because that's what you're choosing to pay. You don't have to pay that much money.
No. Get back to the other thing.
Yeah,
if you're going to somebody's house, you're going to bring a present. You're not going to bring something less than €30.
Why not?
So they're being saved that way. And I think it's very reasonable, because I don't know whether you shop, Niall, but the price of shopping is going out the wall.
Mad.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was in Tesco's today and I didn't buy that much, but it still came to £70. And it was only a small few things.
I hope you have the club card for them.
Oh, I did, yeah. Of course I did.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I love that club card.
Oh, makes such matter. You wouldn't go without the club card. It makes such a difference.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but
can I just say something about Tesco's?
Yeah, say.
I love the zapper.
What? Here, I've done the zapper once or twice, right? And every time you get to the, you know, the zapper zone at the end, somebody always comes over and says, "Yeah, it's just a random check here. Now I have to just check." And I'm going, "What's the point? You're going to go through it all again."
No, it's 9 or 10 items. If I'm getting 2 items in Tesco's, I use the zapper. If I'm getting a full top, I use the zapper. Go through 10 of them, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I love going around with it. I drive Karen mad. I love going around with it and press the button. Psh, beep, psh, like a gun.
Beep, beep,
psh,
beep, 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 beep. remove.
No, try. There's new self-service tills and pennies. And I went in to get a few yolks for the kids. You know, I pick up all these bits and bobs. So I saw them and there was a huge queue, and I said, here, give this a try. So I go over. I didn't see anybody around. So I put in the card, was just about to bag them. And this one jumps me and says to me, "Your card didn't go through." I said, "What? I didn't notice." Well, I never felt so mortified my whole life. I swear to God, she thought I really was trying it on.
I don't know about pennies, by the way, using, you know, self-service. Like, because you know what, their customer base are a bit dodge, in fairness.
Their self-service would be walk out the door without paying.
No, Niall. I did. Now, in fairness, I walked out one day. I was minding the young one. I went in to pick out a few bits for her while the other, I forget my daughter, she might have been off having her infusion for the MS. I don't know. Anyway, I'm minding her and I walk out and here's the two items as I go up the pavilions hanging off the pram. Right. Oh, I knew. I turned around.
Did you ever rob something by mistake?
Yeah, but yeah. At the same time, come on. You could, like, no, they were really, really good, in fairness to them.
Yeah.
But
you turned around and went back. You know?
Of course I did.
Sorry, can I just say something?
Did you ever rob something by mistake, Angela? Did you ever rob something by mistake?
Yeah.
What did you rob by mistake?
Yeah. A newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've done that, but it's under your elbow.
Put it under your arm.
No, it was actually in the top of the pram. But can I tell you something funny, right? So they've put, thank God they've brought Tesco's back into Shannon, right, where I'm from. So I went up with my mum. And you see, my mum has never done the Zapper thing, right?
Okay, hurry up there. Helen's losing the will to live. Go on.
Okay. So I went up with the Zapper anyway. And next, because you can put all the stuff into the bag. My mum turns around, she goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm putting the Zapper. Jesus Christ, Angela. And I was like, what? She goes, stop robbing. I went, I'm not robbing. That's what you do. She totally thought that I was robbing.
She said you were robbing the stuff.
Dog food.
Yeah.
So I was robbing the stuff because I was putting it into the bag.
Okay, well, hold on a second. You know, Helen, I need to bring you in here because I've got about 5 minutes. Darianne says...
Helen.
Yeah, happy Christmas, Helen.
Hi.
Yeah. Oh, this is Helen that breaks her shite laughing from one end of the call to the other, right? So anyway...
I love Helen. There you go.
Thank you, darling. I think you're brilliant too.
Is this our lovely Helen from Limerick?
No.
No, Cork.
Cork.
Oh, Cork. Right, sorry.
I think you
are
too, Helen.
Same difference.
I know who you're talking about, Darianne.
Do you? I haven't heard her.
No, but now, if she's listening, right, there was a Helen from Limerick. Sorry, Helen, hang on for a second. There was a Helen from Limerick used to call the show many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
A lovely woman. We used to have our fights on the air, but she was a lovely lady. And I haven't heard from her in about 4 or 5 years. So, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I hope she's okay. So she is okay. Let us know or call in some night. You're always very welcome to on the air. So it was a Helen from Limerick. It was she's been on the show. I'm here 15 years. I've been in Classic Hits.
Yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah. And she was on for the first few years, but then kind of vanished off. So I don't know where she went to. Anyway, Helen from Cork. Getting back to you.
Okay.
So,
Helen, thank you, Helen.
Helen from Cork arrived instead.
Yes, you did. So Helen, would you mind paying if you were invited for Christmas dinner? You'd probably just laugh.
Say that again?
Would you mind paying if you were invited over, say, to relations for Christmas dinner? Would you mind if they said to you, we need 30 quid each?
I tell them where to go. I'm sorry, Niall. I have three dinners for that on my own. If I brought a bit of ham, I know. They couldn't invite you and ask you to pay, could they?
Well, people do. Some people do.
They are?
Well, yeah. I used to always, when the kids were younger... And when the marriage was good, that was 25 years. But anyway, I used to always invite his mother and father, and my mother and father used to come up. But lads, it was absolutely chaotic. And the last thing you think of would be to ask him to hand you a tenner or whatever, 20 or 30 euros each. No, they brought their presents, whatever they were, and they'd sit down with us then when the dinner was ready. Mm. And I was fit to drop because I wasn't getting any help.
So are you having many... where are you going for Christmas this year, Helen? Are you staying at home or are you having people over or are you going somewhere else?
I know I'm going up to the home house and I'm going up to have it with my own family.
Okay, good.
Just the dinner and like that, just the four of us. But now, lads, I have a funny story for you. Well,
come.
It's funny now, but that day it wasn't. I have three girls and I have one boy. And as you know, one of my daughters got married in June. And my son is in Australia. So he came home for the wedding. And he said he wouldn't be home for Christmas. We understood that, you know.
Yeah.
So that was fine anyway. To cut a long story short, I go shopping every Thursday morning with the girl that got married. She calls up for me at 10 o'clock and we go off down to Dunn's. And I rang, she rang me towards the mam, I'll be the date, but Trina's coming, my eldest daughter, she's coming with us, and so is my niece Sinead. I said, Jesus, so we're going to have a trolley dash all around Dunn's, yes, with the four of us going, do you know what I mean? Yeah. That never happened. Anyway, they arrived up, and Trina got out of the car, and Chloe, and they said, ma'am, we have to give you half, I think they said, we have to give you half your birthday present today. And I said, why? Oh, we were downtown already, and we said we'd pick it up, and we said we'll help you, you know, put it together.
We'll help you put it together. This is sounding good. Go on, yeah, go on. I've got 1.5 minutes left, Helen. Go on, make it as quick as you can.
Okay, I'll fly through this bit. I'm at the end of it now, actually.
Okay.
So the boot was opened, and Trina said, ma'am, go look there and just see what you think. Oh, Niall, ladies, who jumped out of the boot but my son from Australia?
Oh, no. They had him in the boot.
And he was in the boot of the car hiding. He had two nervous.
And what, have they driven all the way to town when I'm in the boot?
I love it.
And I cried. I don't know. I pulled him out. I nearly hurted him getting him out of the boot.
God bless him.
Do you know, now there do be Christmas miracles, you know, because I've lost two sisters. Sorry, I'm crying now. And I've lost two sisters.
Oh, I'm sorry, Helen.
Years ago. And one last year, and
my year.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
That's lovely. That's, you know what? That's a lovely Christmas surprise to open the boot of your car and your son is there from Australia. Yes.
Oh, girls, there is Christmas magic. There's definitely Christmas magic, and I hope you all get us out some kind of American. Anything you wish for, I hope you get. Because when I got that, anybody can get anything.
That's beautiful. Oh, honestly. Helen, you're breaking my heart.
All right. Listen, ladies, I'm running out of time. I do apologize. Thank you very much indeed, Helen. Angela,
Merry Christmas, Niall.
A happy Christmas and a happy new year.
And Niall, for everything and all your producers.
Thank you very much indeed, Darianne, and thank you very much indeed, Angela. And I hope both of you have a lovely Christmas and a very happy new year, and hope all your dreams come true in 2025.
And you get better. You get better, and give my love to Karen.
Well, I'm halfway through this antibiotics now, so hopefully.
Oh,
Niall. I know.
Niall, can I tell you one good news thing?
Yeah, go on, quick.
I have two little handbag dogs waiting for me in the dog aid sanctuary in Finglas.
Oh, okay.
And I'm picking them up in the new year. Two really old ones.
Ah, lovely, lovely. Well, yeah, I know they'll never get a better person to look after them. Listen, Darianne, thank you very much indeed.
Bye,
Helen and Angela. All right, listen, thank you very much indeed. I've got to go to a break.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.